proclaiming the gospel throughout the world. Bill Winston Ministries is bringing lost souls to Jesus Christ and teaching them how to walk in a victorious life. We invite you to receive all the blessings that God has for your life. Bill Winston Ministries presents The Believer's Walk of Faith.
Hello, I'm Bill Winston, and welcome to another program. The program that you're watching is called The Believer's Walk of Faith, where we walk by faith and not by sight. We have another exciting program for you today. We're teaching on a topic that a lot of people need to hear about. It's called integrity and character. Now, one of the things that's happening in the body of Christ is toil, and we're calling this whole area No More Toil, meaning struggles and fatigue and body and mind, just trying to make ends meet every day and so forth. We've been redeemed from that. But one of the reasons why many people are still in it is because of a lack of integrity. Now, integrity has to do with honesty and forthrightness and so forth like that. You know, when you give your word, you keep your word. Integrity. So without integrity, it's impossible to get into the promised land. So let's talk about integrity. Get your Bibles and pencils and papers ready. Let's go and take some good notes now. We're talking about no more toil.
Integrity and character is something that has to be developed. It is not something that you are born with. In other words, we're not just born good. And just if nobody touches us, we just stay good. Now, David says, I was born in sin and shaped in iniquity. And so my point is that every one of us had to be born again, because the nature that you and I had when we came into the kingdom of God was the nature of the enemy. It wasn't the godly nature that we're all to possess. So now what we do is we come in to the kingdom of God and we get born again. Now, let me say this, because these are some statements I want to make up front, because I'm talking about no more toil. Say no more toil.
No more toil.
Lack of financial integrity is the basis for much of the struggles in the body of Christ. Lack of financial integrity is the basis for much of the struggle in the body of Christ. Lack of financial integrity is the basis for much of the toil in the body of Christ. Now, we're talking about no more toil. No more toil. Heavy labor, sweat, anxiety, so forth and so on. And let me make another statement. Lack of integrity makes access into the promised land impossible. Lack of integrity makes the access into the promised land impossible. So it's key for you and me to understand that we all have to have integrity in our lives if we're going to end up in the destiny that God has planned for us. And somebody say, well, that integrity and character really, it doesn't matter. It's just, are you competent? Can you do the job? The character part is a part that needs to be dealt with, because that character part is a part that can keep the moral side and keep a person on with the right compass in terms of their lifestyle. Say amen to that.
Amen.
Now, I'm just saying that isn't it just like the enemy to try to have somebody and pump somebody up and get them into a place of a high position, but they not have any character in their lives? Now, they may have competence in their lives, but they don't have character. So what God wants to do, he wants to develop all those things in all of us, because character does make a difference in terms of us reaching our destiny in God. Now, as we look at this, I was looking at this whole idea of integrity, and one man said this. He said that integrity is an individual's greatest asset. Now, we're talking about integrity. We're talking about something that is entire. And I looked it up in a definition. It says unimpaired state of anything, particularly of the mind. It means moral soundness. It means purity. It means incorruptness or uprightness or honesty. I'm talking about integrity now. So what we've had to do is integrity and character are things that have to be developed. In other words, it's not something that we come ready-made for and with. One man described character or integrity is who we are when nobody's looking but God. Now, that's kind of interesting because somebody said, well, you know, if nobody sees me, that's my private moments. But your private moments will eventually define your public moments. And when we come into difficulties and unexpected situations, that's when our character comes out. You see, you can train for something. You can train for something in terms of being a certain way when a certain thing happens. You can train for that. And that thing happens, it'll trigger the response, and you'll have a certain response to it. But what do you do when faced with unexpected situations and circumstances? Now, things that you and I didn't prepare for. Now we're about to find out who you really are. Now, I'm saying that because integrity, again, or lack of it, is the foundation or the reason for much of the toil and struggle in the body of Christ. Now, God wants to get us to the promised land, but he is not going to overlook our integrity. And so what I'm finding out in the body of Christ is that we need a little bit of teaching on this character and integrity point so that these things can be developed. So when we get into the promised land and all the heavy weight of wealth comes on us, it won't crush us. But we'll have something invisible on the inside that can stand up against anything that the society or whatever puts on us. And we are designed not to be detached from the world as a church, but to go into the world and make a difference in the world. Now, when we do that, realize that to make a difference and make that change, we've got to see ourselves as thermostats. Now, a thermostat is something that's interesting. If you have a thermostat on the wall, it would regulate what is. It would regulate whether it's going to be hot or whether it's going to be cold or what the temperature is. So you and I ought to be thermostats and not the monk. We are supposed to go in and to be world changers. We're supposed to go in and be a reflection of heaven in this society. And we're supposed to go into this society, and society is supposed to eventually reflect the church. So we're not here to take sides, we're here to take over. So the church has had a diminishing influence, and I believe that the reason why it has is because of this word, integrity. It's something that has to be developed in people that I think somehow we've been jumping over. We have not been practicing and demonstrating and developing integrity. So now, all of a sudden, we're not the change agents. Now, why do I say this? I say this because in this time, if you are going in and you're going to change something, and you're going in as a thermostat, now you go in with the Word of God. Now, what you've got to do, you're going to find out that as you go in there, you're going to be persecuted. As you go in there, things are not going to look around you like they're supposed to look. So he's going to send you into an alien place, and you're going to have to get the Word of God and stand on it. If you do stand on it, and you are successful in standing, then everything around you is going to change. Now, I want you to see this because you have got to have integrity to be able to stand. Integrity is something inside of you that people cannot see from the outside, but it strengthens you from the inside. And the Word of God has integrity. The Bible says that even when we are faithless, God is still faithful. And no matter where he sends us, his word will work. But the thing of it is we've got to work his word. We've got to have enough integrity that when the storms come, we'll stay steadfast. And if you stay steadfast, the word of God is so powerful that it will change everything around it to line up with it. Are you following what I'm saying? Now, this is the key, because you've got to believe the Word of God. You see, God's Word is true. The Bible says God cannot lie. And the Bible says God watches over His Word and makes it good. So we know all of that. And we know that with God, all things are possible. Now, the rest is up to us. We got to take His Word and be willing to stand on His Word until we see manifestation. Now, what is the enemy's job? The enemy's job is to come in and to try to make us double-minded. It's to try to somehow draw us out from the Word or make us believe that the Word won't work. Now, here's the deal. You have to believe God. I said, you have to believe God. Now, the thing about this is, if you don't believe you, you ain't gonna believe God. Now, this is a very small point. But if you're busy lying and signifying, oh, now I know that's not you, but if somebody is not truthful in things that they say, tell you they're going to be there, they don't show up, tell you so forth and so on, every time you do that, you weaken your spirit. Every time you do that, you bring a lack of integrity into your spirit. And so now when it's time to stand, you don't have anything to stand with. You follow what I'm saying? And when you and I have integrity and believe what we say, you will find you have no problem believing what God says. Come on, you got to stay with me now. All right, let's just look at something, because I see y'all kind of winking and blinking at me here. Let's go to Daniel, please, and Daniel chapter 3. This is when Nebuchadnezzar had made a golden image and so forth, and had sounded some music, and these people talked him into doing it. And what happened is, when the music sounds and so forth, everybody's supposed to bow down to this image and so forth and so on. All right. This was a Babylonian system, Babylonian kingdom. This is the world. All right, they made an ungodly law as far as the three Hebrews are concerned. Now, what does the Hebrews law say? It says, thou shalt not bow down thyself to any other god. Now, that's their law, all right? And that's the law of their government. All right, look what it says in verse 16. And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we're not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, the God whom we serve is able to deliver us from this burning fiery furnace. And he will deliver us out of your hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not worship or not serve thy God, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Now watch this. You look and see what happened here. He told him to bow. Now he threatened him. He told him, said, now if you don't get in there, if you don't bow, and you don't obey the law, I'm going to put you in the furnace. Now they said something. They said, wait a minute, king, we respect you. But we will not bow down. Let me just quote it to what he said. He said, if it be so, the God whom we serve, he will deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of the hand, O king. Now, notice what they said about God. He's going to deliver us. Now, that's trusting in God's word. Say amen to this. Amen. So God's word is full of integrity. It cannot lie. It's full of it. It's full of it. Fraught through from the head to the toe. It is fraught through. There ain't no problem with the word. So the word can always work. Say amen. Get that in your mind. All right, look at the next part. He said, but if not, be it known unto thee, O king, we will not serve thy gods nor worship the golden image which you have set up. Now, you know, I have had that preached to me, and I used to believe that's what it said. That if not what? I used to think if not, God doesn't deliver. If God doesn't deliver us, in other words, we're going to burn up. Well, if that was the case, the rest of the verse wouldn't make sense. He said, if he doesn't deliver us, we still won't bow down. Now, that don't make no sense. Because if he don't deliver them, he ain't going to even need to be concerned about whether they're going to bow down or not. Am I right about it? So that's not what he said, but you know, some people preach that like that. This is why they preach that like that, to give you doubt as to whether he will deliver you. You got what I'm saying? Because God knows that he's going to send you into some places that's got some fire. And let me tell you what integrity will do. It will preserve you. I'll show it to you. I'm going to get there. You got what I'm saying? And not one time, every time. Say amen to that. You holding fast to God's word is the only peace. We got to do that, but we don't have integrity. We won't hold fast to it. You can't lie to me all day long and then hold fast to God's word at night. You can't do that. It won't work. You've weakened your spirit. What you got to do is you got to come forth with all of it. You got to be, if you say you're going to be there, you be there. I don't care if it hair lips the devil. You're going to have to be there. And I'm saying in our lives, we say we're going to pay somebody, don't pay them. We say every time you do that, your spirit makes record of it. And I'm telling you now, that will not work. You can't get in the land, the promised land like that. What you say, you got to do. You were never created by God to say anything that you didn't want to come to pass. Say amen to this. And this is where we got to go, saints of God. And I'm telling you, no integrity. Now the devil lifts us up off of just pure skill and pure competence and athletics or whatever have you. But we get up there, and all of a sudden, there ain't no integrity. We blow up, and that's not the way God intended for it to be. He intended for you to be and have your name not to be ashamed. He intended for you to be successful coming in there and going out of there. Say amen to that. Amen. And there's nothing wrong with boundaries. Integrity puts boundaries on your life. And you have boundaries. Boundaries are good. God gave Adam a boundary in the garden. He said, don't eat of that tree. When Adam crossed that boundary, he lost the garden. I got boundaries set up of what I will do and what I won't do. I got to say amen to that. Ain't nobody going to creep up on me with no woman talking about she this and she that. I can see it coming a mile off because I got some boundaries in my life. Say amen to that. We got boundaries in our household. Ain't no arguments in our home. Will not exist in there. We have a boundary. No arguments in the house. No strife in the home. None. Boundary. None. 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 Not one. One. None. Not none. Say amen to that. Now, when that kind of resolve is in your spirit, now you can speak things and they will come to pass. Say amen to that. And that's why the devil does not want you. Say amen to that. Because now you're in control. Say amen to that. You're a thermostat. And you came in this earth to change the temperature of the world. You came into this earth to show them who God really is. That the church is not some weak bunch of Christians that won't pay their bills and trying to get beamed up to heaven. We are some people that have more integrity than any people in the world. Now, it shouldn't be, folks. It shouldn't be. This is, we got to talk about it. Because it ain't being talked about. I'm not saying people have to be perfect. I'm not saying that. David wasn't perfect. He missed it, but he's still full of integrity. And then sometimes people use David. Well, David fell into sin. I can too. No. How about Joseph? He didn't. Why don't you use him as an example? Why are you going to use David? Don't use David where David was weak. Use David where David was strong. Now, I know every one of us working on something. If you ain't working on nothing, you need deliverance. All right. Are y'all with me? Now look what it says here in Daniel chapter 3. Have you got it? Verses 19. Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury, and the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And therefore he spake and commanded that they should heat the furnace seven times more than it was wont to be heated. And he commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Let me ask you a question. If you're going to cast somebody into a furnace, how come you need to tie them up? Verse 21, then these men were bound with their coats and their hosen and their hats, and there were garments and other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent and the fire exceeding hot, that the flame of the fire slew those men who took Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego up there. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down, bound into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar, the king, was astonished and rose up in haste and spake and said unto his counselors, did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? And they answered and said to the king, true, O king. And he answered and said, lo, I see four men loosed, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. You see why the devil don't want you to go in the furnace? Because people about to see who God really is. Verse 26, and Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spake and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you servants of the Most High God, come forth and come hither. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth in the midst of the fire. And the princes and governors and captains and the king's counselors began being gathered together, saw these men upon whose bodies the fire had no power, nor was a hair of their head singed, neither were their coats changed, nor the smell of fire had passed on them. How would you like to go through some smoke and not the smell of smoke even come on your clothes? Then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted in him, and have changed the king's word, that is right there, and yielded their bodies that they might not serve nor worship any other god except their own God. Therefore, I make a decree that every people, nation, and language which speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made a dunghill, because there is no other God that can deliver after this sort. Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. Can't you see what he did? He changed the king's laws. It was never meant that those Bibles come out of those public schools. But I believe they came out because there was a lack of integrity. There, somebody didn't know that what we're supposed to do is stand for what is right. And when we stand for what is right, based on the word of God, God will deliver us.
Well, praise the Lord. I trust that you enjoyed that teaching. Now, again, we're talking on integrity and character, two things that are desperately needed in the world today. You know, you buy something, you want it to be the same product that it was advertised to be, you know, or let's say you're going somewhere or you buy a ticket to get on the airline and you want to make sure you have a seat. You don't want to make it so that you buy the ticket and sit there and all of a sudden they're overbooked and you don't get out. You follow what I'm saying? Little areas of integrity. Well, in the body of Christ, we're supposed to be people of integrity. Now, one of the things I mentioned in this teaching is the difference between a thermostat and a thermometer. Because when you're talking about a thermostat, you're talking about something you set to adjust the temperature. But when you're talking about a thermometer, you're talking about something that measures the climate or the temperature. God wants us to be thermostats. He wants us to go into an environment and set the climate for that environment. And we can do it if we're grounded in integrity. I'm telling you, it's a powerful teaching. The address and phone number are on your screen. I want you to order it right away. If you don't need it, you know somebody who does need it, and you can order it for them. It is a powerful teaching. Now, I'm coming straight at this issue on this. This is a very important issue. So as I come straight at it, remember, it's designed to strengthen you and to build you up so that you're a person of your word, a person of honor. Praise the Lord. Well, this is Bill Winston. That's all we have for this time. We'll see you next time. Until then, keep walking by faith.
Character. Are you a person who keeps their word? Integrity. What you do when no one is watching. Character and integrity are not qualities that you are born with. They must be developed.
Lack of integrity makes the access into the promised land impossible. So it's key for you and me to understand that we all have to have integrity in our lives if we're going to end up in the destiny that God has planned for us.
Character and integrity, requirements essential to getting into God's rest, is a must-get companion to the No More Toil series. In this new series by Dr. Bill Winston, you'll learn that character and integrity will guide and protect you in life.
Every one of us has to develop integrity and character. Everyone, we have to develop it, folks. It is not something that is automatic, that comes with birth. It's something that has to be developed in us. So I'm starting this to develop you in integrity and character.
Order No More Toil, Character and Integrity today. And Dr. Winston will explain how integrity will preserve you in every situation. Why the church must have integrity in order to change the world. Why God promotes you on character and not on skills, and much more.
What we're training you up for is character. And we're training you up to make sure that whatever comes in your life, you're going to be a person of integrity. Say amen to that. You're going to be a person of truth. You're going to be a person of honor.
To order your copy of No More Toil, Character and Integrity, simply write to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois, 60303, by bank card at 1-800-711-9327 or online at www.bwm.org. God wants His people to possess every promise in the Word of God. To do this, we must be people of character and integrity. Order your copy of No More Toil, Character and Integrity today.
While in the Chicagoland area, Pastor Winston personally invites you to Living Word Christian Center. We're located at 7600 West Roosevelt Road in Forest Park, Illinois, just 20 minutes from downtown Chicago. Our Sunday services are at 7, 9, or 11:15 a.m. with a midweek Bible study Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We have Spanish translators and sign language for the hearing impaired. A warm seat awaits you at Living Word Christian Center. For more information, please call 708-697-5000. Today's message is available in its entirety on CD or DVD when you use the product number on your screen by writing to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois, 60303, by bank card at 1-800-711-9327 or online at www.bwm.org. Next week on the Believer's Walk of Faith.
What happens is the forces in the world begin to try to mold you to be like the world. And what you've got to do is stand. Now, you stand, the Bible talks about that when we stand, we're standing in faith. Because it's only through faith can you overcome the world.
The Joseph Business School is online. Is attending school in a traditional classroom not practical for your busy schedule? Take advantage of the Joseph Business School online. The online training program combines the convenience and flexibility of the internet with the tools you need to start and run a successful business. Start your business today and do it God's way. For a demonstration of this upcoming program or for more information, log on to www.josephbusinessschool.com today.